Welcome back. It is Hello Port Hackett in 92.3 Nigeria Info. Let's have conversations that matter in this hour. For the better part of 30 minutes, we'll be talking about fan love as a fan supporting a football club or a team. I don't necessarily be football, but football is popular here. How far can you go in celebrating your team's victory? Now, I've never been a football person. I've never really been interested. You know, it's always been like that. But for the past how many years now, I've had more interest thanks to my job and thanks to the idea that I really see how interesting football can be. For a long time, I told myself that I'm not affiliated with any club. It's too much emotional investment. But again, you cannot but love the game. When you see a player or two display nothing short of impeccable skills on the field, you just have a bias, a preference. And everyone who knows me and listens to any show I do knows that I have a special place in my heart for Lionel Messi. And so naturally, any team that Messi goes to, I would want that team to win. And everybody from the Guardiola years of Barca, like now, I'd like Man City to emerge victorious. I want Messi to do well. I want Xavi in Barca to also do well. So I can understand what it means to maybe be a fan. I don't call myself a fan yet, but you know, I get that feeling. And I know how heartbroken I was when it seemed like the World Cup almost slipped away from Argentina. When it seemed like France were onto something. When they activated a comeback, you know. I was heartbroken in those moments. But when he eventually was crowned world champion, I was ecstatic. But how far did I take my celebration? That's a whole nother conversation. So my question is, as a fan of a club or a team at the national or whatever level, is there such a thing as over-celebrating? Well, we go to Uganda, where some Arsenal fans have very terrible stories to tell. At least 8 Arsenal fans have been arrested in the Ugandan city of Jinja after celebrating the club's win against Manchester United in the English Premier League. The fans were wearing the club's red jersey and carrying a symbolic trophy. Now, again, I said I don't have a lot of football knowledge, but I know that Arsenal has not won any trophy yet, so I don't know why they're carrying a trophy. The police said they didn't have a permit to hold the procession, which is a public order offense. Ugandan police, interesting. Arsenal scored a dramatic last-minute goal to win 3-2 in Sunday's match against a fierce rival. The result gave the Gunners a 5-point cushion at the top of the table, giving hope to fans around the world that the club could end its 19-year wait to win the English Premier League. And this is where the problem started. The Arsenal fans were travelling in a convoy of 5 vehicles on Monday. This was yesterday. Morning, before they were intercepted by police. One of them was carrying a trophy they had bought at a local store. And the police said, I don't know what we have done, but we were simply... Oh, okay, one of the fans. I don't know what we have done, but we're simply celebrating our victory over rivals Man U. Arsenal fan Baker Kasule is quoted as saying by the local Daily Monitor news site. James Mubi, who is the regional police boss and also an Arsenal fan, who arrested him or them, told the BBC he had not reviewed the fans' charges but wondered why they were celebrating when only half of the matches in the season had been played. What would happen if an altercation with rival fans broke out? They didn't inform the police to provide security for their procession, Mr. Mubi said. The beautiful thing about this story is the officer that's arrested them, at least the one in charge, the regional police boss, is also an Arsenal fan. So nobody will come out and say this is club discrimination. Or, sir, it's because you don't like football. That's why you don't understand. So they were saying you are constituting public nuisance. You drove in a motorcade, 5 cars, convoy. And, you know, the way these fans are, it's not even as if they will be driving as if it's burial. You know, when those cars that go for burial in that motorcade, they are very quiet. It's solemn. This one, they will blow horn, pee, 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 Gunners for life. Hey, woo, woo, woo. Disturbing the whole of Uganda. Now, Uganda has no peace because of these fans. So the police arrested them. Now, let's come back to Nigeria. I remember when Chelsea won its first Champions League trophy, 2012. I can't forget this one. Some boys block road. They were not disorderly. You know, it's just that the road that they blocked, So they brought out canopy. They had a party on the street. Food, drinks, music, noise. In fact, now that I think about it, they were disorderly. And the good thing about, the only good thing that came out of that party is anybody can come and eat. If you come there, you know, they will give you food, they will give you drinks. They really spent. But they blocked the road. And so you're trying to pass that road. Ah, waiting the album here. See, my brother, a Chelsea fan, so they don't finally win. Oh, hey, Chelsea. Oh. I don't know what song they were singing. But you can imagine that was inconveniencing for other people. Unfortunately, unlike Uganda, they were not arrested by any police. They had their party way into the night and, of course, eventually left. But these are ways that people celebrate that doesn't sit quite well with society. So I'm asking, is there a wrong way to celebrate your team's victory? What is the craziest you've been in celebration of your team's victory? And secondly, is there such a thing as over-celebrating? Because some people are now accusing Arsenal fans of doing too much. So what's the problem? You just won Man U 3-2. We'll not hear a word for you people again. I saw a video Spaceman did yesterday in his car. So those are my questions connected to this conversation. The numbers to call are 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp is 080-903-06-416. It is important that you turn off your radio as you call me. You can also send messages to our Facebook and Twitter. Facebook is facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. And for Twitter, it is @NigeriaInfoPH. Is there a wrong way to celebrate your team's victory? Is there any such a thing as over-celebrating? What do you make of what we have made about all of this? I'd like to know. I'm wondering how the Ugandan guys will handle the charges of the people they arrested. It very likely would be community service or pay a fine. I don't think this should attract any jail time because it will be terrible, shameful and dreadful that you're telling your kids you went to prison because you celebrated Arsenal's win. Not good at all. I'm thinking about Arsenal. I mean, I wish Arsenal the best, you know, but there's something that just makes me feel that they might not win this trophy. I really wish them all the best. Of course, I would prefer the Man City victory. But besides that, there's just something about this early success. You know, this making it too quickly, this beating everybody this early, that makes it seem like their fall would be as dramatic as their rise. All right, so I'll be speaking with Clement shortly. Remember to keep your calls coming in and also messages on our different platforms. Good morning, Clement.
Good morning, Mr. Sam.
Good morning.
Yeah, first of all, let me use the opportunity to congratulate the Arsenal fans.
Okay.
On trashing Man U.
That's not a trashing. They just won. 3-2 is not trashing, Clement.
Check the statistics. 14 corners.
Oh, come on.
Ball possession, about 50-something, 40-something.
Okay, go ahead.
Shot on target, about... It was an all-round outplaying, classic vintage.
There's no problem, Clement. You win. Please go ahead.
There is no... How will I put it? Well, when it comes to celebration, for me, I would say I like the quiet kind of celebration.
Okay.
You don't disturb, because I don't like disturbers. I mean, disturbers as well. So don't disturb me, and I will not disturb you. So we know the noisemakers and those that disturb in Nigeria. We know them. I don't need to mention their names.
Mention them. Who are they?
Mention their name in introduction. We know them. But I'm surprised that the Arsenal fans some of them, not all of them. We are known to be quiet. We are known to be. I mean, you know, Arsenal fans are coded guys.
Oh, really?
They are just. We know them now. We know the ones who are noise makers. But the current Arsenal fans of 2022, 2023, we kind of are carrying some energy in the support. Arsenal fans of 1998, I don't know how these ones we have now. And how, okay, come to think of it, Mr. Sam.
Mm.
We have not won a trophy. I mean, Premier League, we won in trophies. We've not won Premier League in the past 19 years. How that we still have these numbers of fans still baffles me, you know, and still maintain the momentum.
Well, that's. So, I mean, there are so many clubs that haven't even won in decades. You know, they still have fans. That happens. But Clement, very quickly, because I have to move on. Is there any such thing as over celebrating?
Yes, there is.
Okay. What does it look like?
Actually, when it has to do with public disturbance, for me, I think it's overboard.
Okay.
You don't disturb the next person. For me, all right. You shouldn't.
Thank you very much. All right, I had Jerry from Alu on the phone. Thank you, Clement. So the minute your celebration disturbs me, it becomes a problem. So how can I celebrate privately? How can I ensure that my happiness does not become your sadness? And, well, I don't even want to get into the conversation as to why and how we are not this passionate about our own football teams. Because even though I have that question in mind, the answer is already there as well. But tell me what you make of all of this. Arsenal fans arrested in Uganda for causing a nuisance with their celebration, and whether or not there's such a thing as over celebrating. I have some comments on WhatsApp. This one reads, Dyer will come for you later today. I doubt it. I truly doubt it. Because first of all, before Hard Facts is the sunny side, that's a whole 3 hours. Dyer must have forgotten. As if he's listening. So, no, he will not come for me. He's going to have an Arsenal moment, as he usually does. He's going to hype and hail his team. He'll talk about how proud he is and how Arsenal is possibly the best club, which is obviously false. And then get into ranting and his side comments. And in regular and expected fashion, you will enjoy Hard Facts. That's what's going to happen. I'm not a prophet, but I tell you very clearly, that is what will happen. Sam, there is nothing wrong with over-celebrating your team's victory, especially when they deserve it and they have not won in a long time. If over-celebrating is a crime, then I should be in prison for the way I trolled Ronaldo fans when Messi and Argentina won the World Cup. As it is sweet us, ego they pain them. As it is pain them, ego they sweet us. I don't know why I read that pigeon phonetically. This is Bad Belle. Should I call it politics? Your joy doesn't have to be another person's pain. Why did you have to throw Ronaldo's fans to talk about the awesomeness of Messi? Abel calls from Eneka. Good morning, Abel.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, about the Arsenal match on Sunday.
Mm.
I love watching matches in the centre.
Okay.
And on Sunday was very terrific because Arsenal fans did not just let us hear anything to the end of the day. I mean, it was massive.
Oh, man.
KK drivers who were Arsenal fans had to block the road in my area. They were riding in here.
That's
Arsenal,
a problem.
Arsenal for life.
That's a problem.
I was wondering what is even going on because everybody was so. Arsenal is just one match.
It is.
I know, and if you have massive to play, if you have a couple of matches too, I just pray that they don't have a very terrific downfall because we should love them, that's yeah.
All right, thank you very much, Abel. Yes, I love the way Arsenal is going. You know, it's commendable. Nobody believed that they would come this far in so short a time for this season. And it's nice to see that Arteta has proven critics wrong. However, it just might be too early to activate this kind of celebration. You know, take it one step at a time. So yes, there's such a thing as over-celebrating, as my callers, contributors have stated. If it disturbs the next man, then it is inappropriate. Their case is mere jubilation and celebration. What of Chelsea fans who made noise in the city, even riding bikes recklessly and had an accident with their legs and had hands broken? Some even died. Damisa Shehu from Borukiri says. And this comment reads, please play Aside Sweetos. He could paint them for Arsenal. No, that will be over celebrating. It will constitute a nuisance. It will not be good for the mental health of some fans. Why should I encourage that behavior? I will not play it. I even doubt that I know what song that is. Good morning, Sam. Okay, yes, I'm missing her as well. All right, so break comes up shortly. I think this is where we'll wrap up the conversation.